Today's shiur is Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin at Daf Ayin Dalam Beis, five lines from the bottom. Simen Yamim Gavriel Rov. Begins the Gemara. Chosra Abdimi Am Rabbi Yochanan. What the Pasuk says regarding Eretz Yisrael. Kihu Ayamim Yisodav Al Haris Yichadin Nehav. Says the Gemara, what is this Pasuk referring to? Elish Shiva Yamim. This refers to the seven seas, Arba, Naharis, and the four rivers, Shemakifnes, Eretz Yisrael, that encircle Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elahen Shiva Yamim, says the Gemara, which are the seven seas? Yamashal Tveria, which is the Kinneret, Yamashal Sodom, Yamashal Chelat, Yamashal Chilta, which is up by Akko, Yamashal Sivchi, Yam Asfamya, Yam Hagodl, Ve'elahen Arba Naharis, and which are the four rivers? Yarden, Yarmuch, Kiramain, Ufina. These are the four rivers. Kiyasra of Dimi Amr of Yochan, Asa Gavriel, and I saw that the Mepharshim explain whenever the Gemara speaks about the Malach Gavriel represents the Midas Hadin. First of all, the name Gavriel in itself has in it Gvura. It represents that that he has Gvura. And also, the Rashbag says that we find in Shas that many times the Gemara says that Ba Gavriel v'chafta mekarka. So Gemara speaks about Gavriel as the one who does the Midas Hadin. So says the Gemara, Kasser of Dimi Amar Abiyachar Asa Gavriel, Lasseis Kenigya Im Levyasan. Gavriel is going to make a battle with the Levyasan. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Eoif, Hatimshach Levyasan Bechako, Ubechevel Tashkia Lashonai. He says, can you catch the Levyasan from the sea with some sort of a trap or with a rope that you could try to catch it? That we see that Eiv is going to do battle with Leviathan, El Malach Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi Ein Yochalai. And if not, that he had a special siyata d'shmaya from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be able to prevail, says the Gemara, Ein Yochalai. He would not be able to prevail over. He would not be able to prevail over the Leviathan. Shenamar Ha'Oisa Yigash Harbei. The one who created the Leviathan, he, which is of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates everything. He's the one that's going to be the one that want to help you prevail over the Leviathan. I saw that the Ritva explains that the Leviathan that's being referred to here is Malchus Edom, the terrible kingdom that we are suffering from, the terrible Golus from which we are suffering till this very day. And when Mashiach comes, the Meher Yemenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoide V'Atzmai will help do whatever is necessary for us to prevail over this terrible enemy. Kiyasar Avdimi Amar Rav Yochanan B'Shah Shlov Yosan Rav, when the Yosan is hungry, who might see Hevel Mipiv, he emanates from its mouth, or Masiach Kol Meimah Sheba Metzula, and it makes all the water in the depths of the ocean hot. Shenemar Yasiach Kasir Metzula. With the mouth, with the heat that emanates from his mouth, he makes the pot, the water, heated up. V'malay Machnas Roshel Gan Eden. If not for the fact that the Leviathan sticks its head into Gan Eden, which of course Gan Eden has this. Gan Eden has this wonderful smell, and it absorbs the smell of Gan Eden. Nobody could exist from that horrible odor. Shenema Yom Yosim Kemarcheka. He makes the ocean where the Leviathan swims smell like perfume. And when the Leviathan is thirsty, it makes furrows in the yam, Shenema Achriv Yoya Nasiv. Omar Ravach Bayakov, Ain Tahaim Chazal Asanai, the from all of the water that the Levyasim consumes, it doesn't come back to where it was. At Shimshana. It takes 70 years for the Yam to come back to itself. Shenema Yechoshev Tahaim Laseva. And we know the Ain Seva. It's not less than 70 years. And as all the Mepharshim explain, that the Levyasim doesn't eat more very infrequently. And what we see from here says the Ben Yehuda, he only drinks once every 70 years. What we also see too from here, that says the Maral, that the Levyasim, even if it's not necessarily the its most powerful fish, but it still hacks connection to Gan Eden. Because nothing can exist in the world unless it's connected to Gan Eden. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasat Suda L'Tzadikim, Mimipsar Shel Levyasin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a meal for us from the flesh of the Levyasin. Shenemar, Yichra Olav, Hakorim, Vankar al Suda, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vyichras Lahem, Keira Gedoyla Vyach Lavyashtu. The Pasuk speaks about in Malachi that the Malach Yisrael prepared for the army of Aram a big meal. Vain Havorim el Talmid Chachamim. And the Chavorim here are considered the Talmid Chachamim. And the reason Talmid Chachamim are considered Chavorim, the Rambam explains, Talmid Chachamim, Amabim Shalom Ba'olam, because the only ones that really have a true friendship, that their connection one to the other is a truly genuine connection, is the connection that Talmid Chachamim ate. The Maral explains why is that only Talmid Chachamim are able to participate in that Suda. He says, because this Suda is a Suda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is hosting himself. A meal that's being hosted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is a meal that is a meal of Ruchnius. And only people who are Talmid Chachamim could be Zoicha to be part of that meal where HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoidai B'atzmai is the host. Talmid Chachamim listen to each other and listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches them. V'shar and the rest of the meat, V'chakna Yisoy will be divided, V'yisim by Schar V'shukah Yerushalayim, will be used to do business with in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim. Shenema Yechatsu Bein Kananim. It will be divided up between the merchants. Then Kananim el Tagrim, Shenemar, Kanan biyodei mazne mirma lashik oyev. Vibay sem mahocha asher soichim sarm kananel nechbedei oretz. So I saw that the Mepharshim explained that the people who will actually be zoich to sit at the meal are Talmid Chachamim. The people who supported Talmid Chachamim but weren't learning Torah themselves are not going to be able to participate in that meal. Although I saw some first want to suggest there are going to be two levels of Talmid Chachamim. There are Talmid Chachamim who gave tzedakah to yeshivas to Torah. They will be people that won't actually participate in the meal. They're just going to be able to have from the meal after the meal is finished. And then you have individuals who did yesach zvulin relationships with Talmid Chachamim. An individual who has a Yisachar Zvulun relationship with a Talmud Chachim is a full-fledged partner with the Talmud Chachim. And such a person, not only will the Talmid Chachamim be at that meal, but these individuals who had this Yisachar Zvulun relationship with the Talmid Chachamim will also be invited to the meal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasas Sukkah with Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a sukkah for the tzaddikim. Ma'oirei shel Levyasim, from the skin of the Levyasim. Shenemar has ma'alei besukais oirei, that the sukkah will be made out of his flesh. Zaka, so somebody who is worthy, oisnoi sukkah, will have the sukkah made out of that flesh, out of that skin. Loi zaka, but if somebody is not on that level, oisnoi tzaltzal, they're going to make, he's just going to have some material. It's only going to be like schach that a person will be able to use to sit in shade. Zocha, if you want that madrega, at least oisloi tzaltzal. Loi zochaloi, oisloi a neck. They're going to have a necklace made out of the levyosin skin. Shnema v'nokim legagra secha. Zocha, if at least that's a level, oisloi a neck. Loi zocha, if you're not zoicha to that, oisloi kamei, they're going to make a kameya that they, out of the levyosin skin. Shnema v'sisik shirena l'nara secha. V'shar, the leftover skin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to spread out over the walls of Yerushalayim. And it will shine, it will glow from one end of the world to the other. Of course, the Mefarshim discuss how could the sukkah be made out of Levyosin, the tzchach can't be made out of Levyosin skin. So Rashi says that we're not talking about the tzchach that's on top of the sukkah. The Rashi says we're speaking about the walls of the sukkah will be made out of Levyosin skin. Orchaner says that we're not speaking about a sukkah that's used for a mitzvah, but rather, explains the Orchaner, we're speaking about a sukkah that's used year-round as a hut. The Beis Yitzchak, in defending the Mashah, says that the Mashah means, like we said, the walls, not the schach. Schach, of course, will not be made out of Levyosin. The Rav Ma quotes the Minig, which is based on our Gemara, that on the last day of Sukkot, as we take leave of the Sukkah, there's a Minig to say Yirotzen. And the Minig is to say, and the Yavitz in his Siddur adds to that Nesuch L'shona Haba, next year. Why? So explains Daruch Liner that since the Yavitz obviously followed the opinion of the Mashah, that the Levyosin that we're speaking about is talking here about the mitzvah of Sukkah. So we're saying that even though we're not being zoicha to the sukkah this year, that we didn't sit in the sukkah made out of Levyosin, but as the Mashah explains, the Levyosin is used for the sukkah of mitzvah, and we're davening that next year we'll be able to daven to sit in that sukkah. The Aruch HaNer says that, however, the proper nusach is to omit Lashon HaBa, because according to the Aruch HaNer, the sukkah that's being referred to in our Gemara is a sukkah that is not the sukkah shel mitzvah, it's just a hut. So we don't have to wait for next year Yontif Sukkot for that. We could be zoicha in mitzvah shem already this year that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should make for us a sukkah out of the Levyosin's skin. The Gemara speaks about the suda that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be making out of the Levyosin fish. And I saw that there was a great tzaddik. He was called the Gitta Yid, the good Jew from Neustadt. He was a son of the Me'or V'Shemesh. He says, doesn't the Gemara say regarding the Tzuda that we're going to enjoy when Mashiach comes from Her B'Yameinu, Tzadikim Yoshev Atrisayim B'Risheim V'Nenim M'Ziv Ashkina, that the enjoyment of that meal will be from the Ziv Ashkina? What are we saying that's going to be from a Levyosin fish? So he answers that tzaddikim that don't have olam hazeh, and tzaddikim that are missing olam hazeh may think that when they're missing olam hazeh, they're really missing something most valuable. So when Mashiach comes, he explains, b'mheru yameinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make for them a meal made out of the levyosin, a delicious meal, and that they're going to recognize that they weren't missing anything. They weren't missing anything with the Olam Hazeh in this world, because Olam Hazeh is now what's important in this world. The levyosin, Sefer Yitzchak explains, is connected to the word levoya, to be escorted. And what the levyosin in this Gemara, he explains, means is Torah. The tzaddikim are going to have a meal made out of the levyosin fish. The tzaddikim are going to eat the levyosin fish. And this all represents that they connected themselves to the Torah. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki levoyas hein heim l'reshecha. Who will be the people that will have the next, that will have the Olam Haba and have these meals? Those are the people that connected themselves to Torah. The B'nai Soscha explains that somebody who in this world was careful always to sit in a sukkah and be mekayim the mitzvah properly, that those are the people that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give them the schus to sit in the levyos, in a sukkah made out of the levyosin skin. The Pasuk says regarding Yerushalayim in the times of Mashiach, the Pasuk says, V'samti katkoit shimshasayich. The walls of Yerushalayim will be built out of the stones called katkoit. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Banachmeni Pligi Trei Malachi Berikia. There was a machloikis in Shemayim between Gavriel and Michoel. V'amalei Trei Amaroi Maravo. There were machloikis Amaroim. Oman Ninen, who are the two Maroim? Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Reb Chiya. Charama, the water two stones. One says it was Shoyam, one says it was the Shoyam stone, and one says it was the Yishpe stone. Amla Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says that instead of having this machloikis with stone, lava kadein and kadein, the walls will be made. The walls will be made out of both stones. So how, explains the Ritva, can we have a machloikis between malachim? A Maroim, we could understand how they can have a machloikis, but how can malachim have a machloikis? So he says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim always had the intention to use both of these types of stones for building the wall. And one malach saw this stone, and one malach saw that stone, and that's why they both thought that what they saw are the right stone. The Mashal explains that these two stones are the last two stones. We know there were 12 stones on the Choshen that the Kohen Gadol wore, and these two stones are the last stones that are on the bottom row, because the bottom row represents the last Golus that we are facing. And this is the representation that at the end of our Golus, at the end of our Golus, we're going to have, at the end of our Golus, we're going to enjoy that we're not going to have these tzoros anymore. We're just going to have stones. And moreover, the Mefarshim explained, we know that these last two stones are the stones of Shevet. Each stone was the stone of a different Shevet. And the first stone represents Yosef, which Yosef was the, when Mashiach comes from Her B'Yomeinu, first we're going to have Mashiach Yosef, and then afterwards, after Mashiach of Yosef goes away, we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi rebuilt, and that Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, we know, is going to be in the portion that belongs to Shevet Binyamin. That's why these are two last stones that are represented. They represent how the world will look when Mashiach will come. I saw that Rabbi Yehuda Asid explains that these two stones, one is red and one is white. The red stone obviously represents Midas Adin. The white stone represents the Midas Rachmim. And that's the two malachim that I refer to as well. Gavriel, as we said earlier in our shir, represents Midas Adin, and Michal represents Midas HaRachman. And And each one of them says that that's what's going to happen, that there's going to be Midas Adin and there's going to be Midas Arachim. That each one says, so to speak, based on their personality. But what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? That when Mashiach comes, first there's going to be Midas Adin, and after the Midas Adin, there's immediately going to be tremendous Midas Arachim in the world that we should be Zoichim and Meher B'Yimeinu to. The Pasuk says furthermore about the wall of Yerushalayim, Usharayich La'avnei Egdech. It says the Ma'akad Yosef Rabbi Yochanan, Kadarish Rabbi Yochanan was sitting and saying, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahavi Avarim Tavis Magolius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring stones and jewels, Shem Shloishim Ashloishim, the 30 by 30 Amis, the Chayk Behem, and he's going to engrave Esar al Esrim, Umamida Mishari Shlaim, these incredible stones will be put into the, will put on the door, an entrance of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Ligal of Oysa Talmud. And there was a Talmud, as he heard him say this, started to laugh. He says, Hashka, in the world that we live in today, Kabesa the Tziltzel HaMishkachinim, we can't find stones that are as big as the egg of a very small fish. And Kulahai, but Mishkechinen, will there be stones that are this large? So the Gemara says a few days later, this Talmud went on a trip on a boat. He saw Malachim that were carving out these huge stones. So the Talmud asked the Malachim, for whom are these stones being prepared? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamida Mishar Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put these stones at the entrance of Yerushalayim. Asla Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So now this Talmud comes to Rabbi Yochanan and Amalei, and he says to Rabbi Yochanan, Drosh Rabbi. It continues saying Yidrasha. L'cha na l'drosh. It's appropriate for you to say the drasha because Kasha Marta, as you taught us, Kain Re'isi, I actually saw this. Amalei, to which at that point Rabbi Yochanan got very upset. And he said, Reka, you empty person. If not for the fact that you saw it with your own two eyes, you wouldn't believe that something like this is possible. So he says, you're a person that is not believing in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Nasan Einaboy, V'nasa Galsha Atzomis. And he turned into a heap of bones. And the Mashah explains that wherever the Gemara uses the words Gal Shal, wherever it says Gal Shal Atzomis, he says what the Gemara means to say is that if a person, Rahman Shalom, when he's Nifter, his body decomposes. And after a while, all that's left are the bones. This person, as soon as he died, he was already Gal Shal Atzomis. Because this person, even as long as he was alive, was really not considered alive. He was already dead for a long time. As the Pasuk says, when somebody does Aveira, the Pasuk says, Yumas Hames. How do we say Yumas Hames? Yumas Hames is that he was already dead, because he's a person that is dead. As soon as he does Aveira, he's not considered any longer alive. So I saw that the Yaivitz asks, so here we're saying that this individual was a terrible Rasha. So if he was such a terrible Rasha, how was he zoicha to see these malachim and things that nobody else could see? So the Yaivitz answers that he saw them by saying certain shemus that he was able to see, that and that he apparently, I think the Yaivitz means to say, that he used the koyach atumah, and that's how he was able to see, even though he really wasn't worthy of being an individual to see such things. Meisvei asked the Gemara, how could we say that the walls, that the entrance to the Yerushalayim, when Mashiach comes from Meher B'Yimeinu, will be 20 amos tall? The Pasuk says, and V'oilach Eschem Kamemias, Remeo Eimim Asayim Amma, it'll be 200 amos tall, which is K'shtei Koymish Shal Adam Arishin, twice the height of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was 100 amma. This will be double 200 amma. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mei amma kenegel hechel v'ksalav, which is the height of the base of Mikdash. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, as shepeneinu kinetim megdolim benureyem, in the same kazovius mechtuvas tayvnas eichel, our entranceways will look like the base of Mikdash. Answers the Gemara, Kikam Rav Yochanan, when we said that the stones will be so tall at the entrance of Rav Yochanan, at the base of the Yerushalayim, the Kavi, the Bezika, there will be windows that will be in that, and those windows will have that those dimension. But the wall itself will be much taller. Vam Rabba Am Rav Yochanan, also Kodesh Baruch Hu lasses sheva chuppos l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make seven chuppos for each tzaddik. Shnema, Obar Hashem al kol mechoin hatzion, v'amikre'o anan yoin v'oshon, v'noiga eish l'ho v'layla, kal kol kovet chuppa, v'tzuka tia l'tzeil. So the Pasuk mentions seven things, anan yoimam, oshon, two, noiga three, eish is four, l'ho is five, chuppa is six, v'tzuka tia l'tzeil is seven. Melamed, says the Gemara, call echad for each individual, for each tzaddik. Oisla Kodesh Baruch Hu chuppa l'kfi kvoidoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to prepare a chuppa for each tzaddik, and it's going to be commensurate according to his kavod. The Mashah says that the l'kfi kvoidoi doesn't represent the kavod of the tzaddik. It represents the kavod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. According to the kavod that you show to the Talmud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that's the kind of chuppah you're going to have in the next world. I saw that the Sefer Imrei Kodesh explains that each Talmud Chacham represents a different derech in Avodas Hashem. And since each Talmud Chacham represents a different derech in Avodas Hashem, each Talmud Chacham will have his own chuppah. But ask the Gemara, Oshem b'chuppah lama, why do I need to have smoke there? Omar Reb Chanina, so teaches us Reb Chanina, we learn from here that shekom mi she'en of tzars b'talmid cham b'alam haza, people who don't appreciate talmid cham in this world, mizmalois ein of oshem l'alam haba. His eyes will be full of smoke in the next world. And the Meshech Chochma explains. He says, we know that the Pasuk says that before Kabbalah's Torah, V'yichin Shem Yisrael k'neged achor, that in order for Klal Yisrael to receive Torah, they have to be in total achdus. And not only did they have total achdus, they all respected and realized the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. When you have a world of achdus, when you have a world where people appreciate who the Talmidei Chachamim and the Tzaddikim are, that's when you could have Torah. And if you don't have a world like that, then their eyes get smoky. They won't be able to see the schus, have the schus to see the Bias of Mashiach and the way the world will look at that time. But ask the Gemara further. Why is there fire at that chuppah? Everybody's going to get burnt from the chuppah of the next person. And comments the Gemara, it's going to be a terrible experience at that time. And what it means is, why will people be burnt from everybody else's chuppah? That's because what they're going to see, that the other people, sometimes you see people doing things which we have a hard time understanding. We see tzaddikim doing things and we have a hard time understanding what they're doing. And when Mashiach comes, we're going to realize how what they did represented true avodas Hashem. And more than that, I saw that the Pinchas Koritzer in the Sefer Imri Pinchas explains. In this world, we have different ways of serving Hashem. Everybody has his own unique way of serving Hashem. And people who don't have an appreciation for that, that's going to be a world where they're going to get burnt. The Chasam Sofer explains that at the time of Mashiach, what's going to happen is people who in this world were nice to other people and were able to live well with other people will be zoicha to be in that chuppah. But the people who in this world who couldn't live that way won't be zoicha to that chuppah. The Tferes Shlomo explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints Moshe Rabbeinu to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned how Aaron, his brother, will feel, his older brother, and the Pasuk says, V'racha v'samach b'liboy, that Aaron will be happy for you, he'll be satisfied to see that. That's what the Gemara says. When you are happy for somebody else's greatness, when you're happy for somebody else's achievements, then you are great. But if it's chupasa shechaveroi, if you're jealous of somebody else, if you're not happy for his greatness and can't live with that, then what's going to happen is, in the world to come, nichve mechupasa shechaveroi, you're going to be burnt because you weren't able to live and appreciate the greatness of a different Talmud Chacham. You weren't able to appreciate each Talmud Chacham's unique path in his Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiyotz V'dava at the Omer, and says the Mar, we find a similar concept regarding Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua. The Pasuk says, V'nasata mahoitcha olav, V'loy kol hoitcha. Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua wasn't a total replacement for Moshe Rabbeinu. And at that time, says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu was like the sun, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei levona. But Yeshua is only like the moon. Oilei loisa busha, oilei loisa busha, oilei loisa chlima. There are many, many pshatim in this Gemara. So one pshat that I saw, that the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis calls the sun the Mor HaGadol, and it calls the moon the Mor HaKatan. And the Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph explains that why is the sun called the Mor HaGadol? Because the sun gives off light. And the Mor HaKatan, the moon, is only a reflection of the light that the sun gives off. And what the Pasuk, what the Gemara here means to say is that Moshe Rabbeinu was like the sun, he gave off the light. And Yeshua was like the moon. He was only the reflection of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything he learned, everything that he achieved because he was a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I saw that the Ostrov Tzareba in his Sefer Meir Enei Chachamim explains that the Gemara says that on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov, it's appropriate to one to visit his Rebbe. And the question is, Chayv Odom L'Hagdol Pnei Rabbi Beregel. And the question he asks is, why is it specifically required to visit your Rebbe only on a Yom Tov and on Rosh Chodesh? So he answers that, as we know, the Yom Tovim are set in Rosh Chodesh, are set by the moon. So what we're saying is, we who are Talmidim of Rabbeim, what we do is, as Yom Tov comes, we recognize the moon, which is a reflection of the sun, and reminds us that we are Talmidim of our Rebbe. And if we're Talmidim of our Rebbe, what we're supposed to do is visit our Rebbe, because we're just like the moon, we're only reflection of their greatness. The Chofetz Chaim asks, what does the Gemara mean when it says Oilei Lo Shabusa, Oilei Sechlima? The Pash Pshat in the Gemara suggests the Chofetz Chaim is what they were declaring was that the level of greatness of Yeshua was not equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were upset that they didn't have that level anymore. But ask the Chofetz Chaim, The Pasuk says regarding Yeshua, Malei Ruach Chachma. The Pasuk calls Yeshua an individual who's Malei Ruach Chachma. So how can we denigrate? How can we denigrate him? So he says, a marshal, the Chavetz Chaim. He says that somebody traveled once to a country where they mine expensive stones. And there were people that wanted to travel with him, but they didn't want to travel that far. There was only one individual that was willing to travel along with that person. After many years, they came back, and the rest of the people in the city were now upset that why didn't, and they came back carrying these jewels. And they were upset. And the person who was the expert obviously brought back more stones than the person who wasn't the expert. So he explains, says the Chafetz Chaim, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua traveled on a trip. They traveled on a trip that represented greatness. And the Oilei L'Oisa Busha, Oilei L'Oisa Chlima, were they saying, were regarding themselves. What they're saying about themselves was that why didn't we follow the path of Moshe and Yeshua? Had we followed that path, then we would have been on that Madrega as well. And along the same line, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, what, as we really said a moment ago, what made Yeshua so great? What made Yeshua so great was his respect and total acceptance of Moshe Rabbeinu as his Rebbe. And somebody who's able to accept a Rebbe in that fashion, that's how a person achieves his own greatness. They said about themselves, Oilei L'Oisa Busha, Oilei L'Oisa Chlima. We didn't respect our Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't treat Moshe Rabbeinu the way Yeshua treated Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why we are who we are, and Yeshua ended up being who he is. Along the same line, I saw from Rav Unger, the Rav Chuk Sam Sofer Bnei Brak Zatzal, he explains that we know that the Pasuk says regarding Yeshua, Nar Lo Yomish B'toich Oil, that what made Yeshua great was that Yeshua stayed in the Beis Medrash and he would clean up the Beis Medrash. And of course, these other people did not want to do this. They thought that it was an embarrassment to sit and clean up the Beis Medrash. And now what happened was, Oilei L'Oisa Busha, Oilei L'Oisa Chlima. What happened? Yeshua ended up being the great leader of Klal Yisrael, and we ended up not in that Madrega. The Gra has a different pshat in this Gemara. He says that the people saw Yeshua, and they thought to themselves, Yeshua is not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, because they knew Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu was already an older person. And they said Moshe Rabbeinu was on a great level, but when Yeshua will come to the age of Moshe Rabbeinu, they said to themselves, Yeshua will also look like Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, the Zakenim Shebedor, the people who remembered Moshe Rabbeinu, how Moshe Rabbeinu looked when Moshe Rabbeinu was at the age Yeshua was now. And they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was so much more ready at that age than Yeshua was. They were the ones that said, Oilei L'Oisa Busha, Oilei L'Oisa Chlima. They were the ones that said, no. We see the difference is between Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Oilei L'Oisa Busha, Oilei L'Oisa Chlima, Yeshua is not going to be the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. Tver Shlaim explains that what does it meant that Moshe Rabbeinu was considered like the Chama? So Tver Shlaim says that the Chama is only here to give energy for others and he doesn't think about himself. And that's what they were saying. What was the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu? The greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was that his whole life was only a life that he was interested in being Chama, in giving light to others. Never was his consideration about himself. Amar Rav Chama, Rav Chanina, Esa chuppis, asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo Adam Rishon v'Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 10 chuppis for Adam Rishon v'Gan Eden, Shnema, Be'eden al-Kim, Hayisa kol Evan Yakara, Oidem, Pirida, V'Yaloim, Tarsha Shoyim, V'Yishbeim, Sapin, Neufach, Barakas, V'Zohav. As the Adam Rishon had all those chuppis in the next world. Mazutra Ma'achas Asrei. There's really 11 because the pasuk continues. Kol Evan Yikara. Amrav Yochanan v'Gerush v'Kolan. And what was the least expensive, the least significant, was to say that Zov, gold, which we know in this world, gold is so valuable. In that world, gold was mentioned last. The Chashalei L'Psoif to mention it's mentioned the last. And I saw that the Mefarshim explained. Why is it mentioned last? To show what kind of world they lived in. They lived in a world that had this beautiful, that gold, that in Gan Eden, gold was considered completely insignificant. Amar my malachas tupech v'n kayach bach, Amar Yehuda Marav, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chiram melech tzor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said l'chiram melech tzor, when I created the world, B'chonis T'kalti, B'rasi N'kovim M'kovim B'adam. Chiram had declared himself to be a god. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, human beings are not gods. And the proof is that a human people has to have offices in their body to be able to survive. And if they, in Chas V'Shalom, any of those organs no longer survive, then the person can no longer survive. You are completely a human being. You're nothing more. I saw that you're going to ultimately rebel against Hashem, and that's why the Kanasti Misa Adam Arishan, I already brought Misa on Adam Arishan to know that no person is a god, and no person is here forever. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, Uvar Hashem kol mechayin hatzion, ve'al mekru'eh onan yomem ve'oshem ve'noiga eish lahav ha'layla, ke'al kol kovet chupa. Mai al mekru'eh, Amar Rav Yechon, like Yushalayim Shalom Haza, Yushalayim Shalom Haba. The Yushalayim that we have in this world, and the Yushalayim that we will have, Mitzvah Shem, when Mashiach comes, are not recognizable. Yerushalayim Shalom has a kolaretz loylas oyla. In this world, whoever wants to go up to Yerushalayim is able to go. Oylam haba and oylam elam azomanallah. When Yerushalayim and when Mashiach comes, only those who will be invited to Yerushalayim will be able to go. Vam Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asin Tzadikim Nekroim Al Shmoi Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadikim will carry the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Kol Anikr Bishmi Lechvaydi Brosiv. Yitzartiv af asisiv. And the Mararab explains that what does it mean? Because the Pasuk says, Uvah Sidbak, Achrei Yishev Talechun, Voices Avoidu, Voices Tkalchun. And the Gemara asks, V'chi Efshel Lidovik, V'shchina, is it possible for one to connect himself to the Shechina? Rather, to people, what the pasuk means is to follow the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Gemara is saying here, says the Maral, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to create a world. Who is going to be invited to come to that world? The people who try to imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to follow the Dark Hashem, Ma'u Chanan, Af'atu Chanan, Ma'u Racham, Af'atu Racham. If a person spent his life trying to live a life of following the way of Hashem, he will be from those people that will be invited into Yerushalayim when Mashiach comes, Meher B'Yameinu. Another pshat, which I think the Marsha says it in a longer way, just to say the point the Marsha makes, the Marsha says that people who spend their lives trying to make Kvoit Shemayim this world, people who try to increase Kvoit Shemayim this world, will be the people who will be zoicha to be invited to Yerushalayim. But somebody who doesn't live his life trying to bring Kvod Shemayim will not have that zchus. There are three that will be called on the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Velhem, Tzadikim, Mashiach, Vishalayim. It says the Gemara Tzadikim, it's Hadamaron, what we just learned. Mashiach, Diksiv, Vizash Shmoy, Ashikra, Hashem, Tzidkenu. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is speaking about Mashiach. Yushalayim, Diksiv, Saviv, around Yushalayim, Shmoyna Esa Aleph, Vishem, Ir, Miyoyim, Hashem Shema, Atikra Shema El Shema. That the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be called on these places. And the Maral explains, what does this mean? He says, we know, if we think about something that, somebody or something that is totally separate from the rest of us, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Gemara is saying here is, these three, Tzadikim, Mashiach and Yerushalayim, are separate and different than everything else in the world, in their Kedusha and their Tzidkus, and that's why they're called on the Shem of Hashem. They have that commonality with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar B'lazar Tzidim Tzadikim Oymrim Lefneim, when Mashiach comes, they will be saying to Tzadikim Kaddish, Kedar Shoymrim Lefneim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as so is said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hoya Anisha B'tzion, V'noisha B'Yushalayim, Kadosh Yomalai. This world, explains the Maral, is a world of Gashmias. It's a world where Kedusha is not appreciated. But in the next world, Kedusha will be appreciated, and the Tzadikim who act that way will be called that way. And the Marsha explains, the Pasuk says, V'eskadishtem v'yisem kadoshim. And the Gemara Masechta Yuma, the Aflamatesa Maral, explains, Adam Mekadosh Atzmoy Be'Olam Hazeh. If a person acts with Kedusha in this world, Magdishin Oysay Le'Olam Haba, they will give him Kedusha in the next world. And that's what the Pasuk says, that the people who were Tzadikim in this world, they will be called Kaddish in the next world. V'amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Agbiyas Yushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift up Yushalayim, Sholosh Parsos L'Mala, three Parsos above where it is today. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'ro'ama V'yoshva Tachta'a, the mountains around Yerushalayim will be flat and Yerushalayim will raise up. Mai Tachta'a K'tachta'a, where it is today. Mai Dai Tachta'a T'loysa Parsava, Am Rabba Amalei Usaba, L'di Chazoy Ka Yerushalayim K'maisa, I saw Yerushalayim T'loysa Parsahavya. And that area of T'loysa Parsa is the mount that it will be lifted up. So if Yerushalayim is going to be so tall, one would suggest it's going to be hard to reach Yerushalayim. Says the one, they're going to be like birds. We will be like birds to go to the mountains of Yerushalayim. It will be easy for us to reach there. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Shema Mino, Hi, Eva Tlosa Parsa Midli. From here we see that the clouds are three persov above this world. Amar Avchanina Papa. Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Losses Yerushalayim V'Midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give measurements to Yerushalayim. Shnam V'Amar Ona Atoholach V'Yoyim Alay Lomenes Yerushalayim Lirois Kama Arucha V'Kama Rochba. The Malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where are you going? He says, I'm going to measure Yerushalayim. Amal Malach HaSharas Tufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shloilem Habei Krochim Barasa Ba'alamcha Shalom HaSoilem. There are many cities that belong to the nations of the world. V'loi Nasata Midas Arkon Midas Rachman. And you haven't limited them by size. Yerushalayim Sheshimcha B'Toichos. He says, Yerushalayim, that your name rests on Yerushalayim. U'Megdoshcha B'Soicha V'Tzadikim B'Soicha Atanoisim Ba'Midah. Is that what you want to limit? Miyad, immediately, says the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to the Malachim. V'yoyim Elov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi, Rutz Daba Al Nar Al Zeh Lema, Perozo Yis Teisiv Yishlayim Merov Adam, Behema B'Soichai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi, Zachariah, that there will not be any measurement to Yishlayim. And the Yaakov says that the Pshat in this Gemara is connected to what we learned in Masechta, Ba Metzia, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that Something which is limited to a size, there is no bracha attached to it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when Mashiach comes, the Meher B'Yameinu, Yerushalayim will not be limited. Yerushalayim will no longer be limited to something that has a specific size. It will be larger than any specific size. Amar Shlokesh Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to add Yerushalayim. Elef Tufis Ginois. 1,000 times the word Tufif of gardens. Elef Kefil Magdolim. The 1,000 towers, like the word Kefel, Elef Litzi Brunanius, large mansions, Elef Shnei Lim Tafonius, smaller mansions, there'll be 1,200, they'll be as beautiful as Tzipori, which was a beautiful city when Tzipori was at its height. Tana Amar Rabbi Yosef Ani Risa Tzibar V'Shalvasa V'Yibamei V'Shemanim Elv Shfakim Shemaykri Tziki Gedeira. There were just 180,000 markets where they sold ingredients for food. And the Pasuk continues to speak about how the Beis HaMikdash Shlishi will look. V'Atzloi Tzela Tzela Sholosh V'Sholosh Pamim. May ask the Gemara Sholosh V'Sholosh Pamim what is meant. Amar Ablevi Amar Papim Shem Rishu the Sikhni Im Shlosh Yerushalayim Haim. If Yerushalayim, when Mashiach comes, will be three times it is today, kol achas v'achas, yesh bo shloshim medurim amala. On top of them, there will be buildings that will have 30 stories. V'shloshim Yerushalayim heim, and if Yerushalayim will be 30 times the size it is today, then kol achas v'achas, then in every building in Yerushalayim, that we should be zoicher to see v'mher b'yameinu, there'll be three stories, how large and how beautiful and incredible Yerushalayim will be when Mashiach comes.